Destinations Radio Show
with Kerry Jones.
Julian Hatfield is a fan of Colombia. The Australian-based travel blog has been there on three occasions, and you can read his report and see his pictures on his website, don'tforgettomove.com. Jules says the Colombian territories varied. It takes in the Andes, Amazon rainforest, tropical grasslands, and both the Caribbean and Pacific coasts.
Colombia is a pretty awesome country. It's very varied from the Caribbean in the north, which is really hot, around the cities of Cartagena. It's very, very different to, say, Bogota, which is, it's like 3,000 or so meters above. It's cloudy, overcast. It's kind of business. The other side of Colombia, which is sort of that more Afro-Caribbean, again, influence up in the north, different smells, different flavors of food, different sort of culture, different vibe, a lot hotter. So you get a lot of diversity in Colombia as well, and people are really nice, you know. They have gone through a lot of, you know, a lot of issues and a lot of turmoil over the last years, but they've, you know, they're really positive about the future, and it's really refreshing, even though, you know, they've encountered, you know, a lot of problems. I mean, we spend a lot of time in Medellin, which is unfortunately most commonly sort of known for being the base of Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel, and, you know, most people associate it with that, which is a bit of an unfair reputation. But, you know, the people are wonderful, and, you know, really making a really big effort to move their city out of that sort of old spotlight. So yeah, it's just a great country.
You might hear horror stories about security and the risk of kidnapping in Colombia, which might dissuade you from visiting. Jules says many of those refer to past events, and if you take sensible precautions, you should be okay.
So it still struggles with that stigma that Colombia is dangerous, or, you know, Colombia is run by drug cartels. You know, Colombia is cracking down on that, so it's, you know, solidifying its sort of authority again. Things are becoming more secure, but it still has that reputation of a place that, you know, is a bit unsafe. And when I first traveled to Colombia in 2010, you know, you heard the stories about people getting kidnapped on overnight buses. And, you know, I was a poor backpacker, so that was the easiest way to travel. You know, you take a bus overnight, you save a night's accommodation. And Colombia is quite a big country as well. So, you know, you get on a 10, 12 hour bus and you only get across a third of the country. It was a little bit sort of unnerving to think of, you know, what might happen, but I would definitely wouldn't discourage anyone from traveling to Colombia. You know, you have, like a lot of places in Latin America, you have to just be on your wits and don't do anything silly. You know, there's still stories about tourists sort of getting robbed and things like that, but most of them put themselves in that position.
It's always a good idea to check the Foreign Office website. They currently advise against travel in some parts of Colombia and warn you to stay away from the Venezuelan border. Jules is very fond of the 16th century Caribbean port city of Cartagena.
It's very colonial. It's most famous for its walled city. Up the Magdalen River and all the sort of everything that was pillaged during the Spanish conquistadors and colonization of South America, everything sort of came up, and Cartagena was one of the last spots that all the gold and the silver and everything sat before it would then be ferried across to Europe and to Spain. And so it's famous for its pirating and pillaging. So they have this big walled city around the old town. It's amazing. I mean, you can go and walk along it, and a massive fort, which was also, and they have so many stories of pirates, a lot of colonial houses and streets inside that old city as well that really complement that wall and that feeling of going back to the 15th, 16th century. And it's quite contrasted between the different sorts of cultures. And, you know, Cartagena was also the biggest slave port back in those times as well. So there's quite a big sort of Afro-Caribbean community as well that you don't really see as much in other parts of Colombia. So yeah, so you get those amazing colours and different foods and dancing, and you get a lot more of that influence there.
You can find out more about Jules' travels at don'tforgettomove.com.